But we lost a couple good ones. 20 years ago in 1997, John Denver and his experimental plane. And 18 years ago, it was Wilt Chamberlain at the age of 63.
With Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
Wilt had all female pallbearers at his funeral. 10,000 of them, as a matter of fact.
20,000, they said.
Okay, this Harvey Weinstein thing is, there have been some other people who got caught up in this whole deal. The Harvey Weinstein thing, you know, that big movie exec who's accused of sexual assault and rape and harassment and this, that, and the other thing. Ben Affleck has come under criticism by some women in Hollywood for knowing about Harvey Weinstein and not saying anything about it. And then this actress named Hillary Burton accused Ben Affleck of groping her on the set of Totally Request Live on MTV back in 2003. So she went public with that the other day and said, I'll tell you something about Ben Affleck. So Ben Affleck actually apologized yesterday. He tweeted out an apology. I acted inappropriate toward Ms. Burton, and I sincerely apologize. All right, now, Alec Baldwin. We haven't had a good Alec Baldwin temper tantrum story in a while.
No phone slamming, no reporter shoving.
Well, anyway. How about this? How about throwing a soft drink in the middle of the street during some meltdown? This New York Daily News reports on this. This was this week in New York City. Alec Baldwin was in a verbal exchange with a reckless motorist that included insults and soft drink throwing. Alec got out of the. Alec called the driver of this big black SUV a meatball and kept asking him and the passenger to get out of the car. When the people in the car would not get out, Alec got out his phone and started videotaping them. They pulled away, and he took a picture of their license plate and threw his extra large drink in the street in their direction and then went on his way. That's
He's starting to mellow with age.
On the Alec Baldwin Richter scale, being the top, that's probably a 5.
He's mellowing.
Yeah. Okay, now, this. I watched this show last night. I watched a little bit of it the night before. I knew it was good, but I couldn't stay awake for it. So last night, I watched it in its entirety. Mike Judge. Everybody knows who Beavis and Butthead are, right?
Yeah.
Mike Judge is the guy who created Beavis and Butthead, and he does their voices. He does Beavis and Butthead voices. And Mike Judge has done a number of successful movies.
I love King of the Hill.
Again, King of the Hill is another one of his TV shows. But Office Space was Mike Judge's. So anyway, here's what he's doing now. He's got a 30-minute show that is on Cinemax, and it's called Tales from the Tour Bus. And what he does is he gets band members and managers and agents of artists on, and they tell the sordid stories about the performer. And many of them have passed away. And the one we're going to deal with, the first one I saw was Johnny Paycheck.
But the stories about him have been around for a while.
So what he'll do, what Mike Judge does, because he's an animated guy, Beavis and Butthead is his thing, the show is largely animated. He takes these people and he animates them, and then the stories they tell, he animates the stories that they tell. So you get to see the stories play out. So Johnny Paycheck,
with the booze and the guns.
Johnny Paycheck is this guy here.
Take this job and shove it.
He sang that song.
I ain't working to hit no.
He was a pretty big country star for a while. He's no longer with us.
But he did some prison time.
Johnny Paycheck's reputation is probably as rough as, if not rougher than anybody we have in classic rock. I mean, you're talking about a guy who, he did some jail time. He shot a guy in the forehead over turtle soup, did some jail time for that. He ripped off the Hell's Angels of a couple briefcases of cash and cocaine. He got arrested one night in Canada. He was drunk in a bar. He had his shirt off in the bar. He got arrested, showed up in court the next morning with no shirt on. I mean, this is Johnny Paycheck. Okay, so you get
walking
these
walking into court with no shirt on.
So you get this, you get these great stories told by Johnny Paycheck's backup band, his band, and then Johnny Paycheck's manager. So here's some
Johnny Paycheck and the Withholdings.
Now you got to be tough to be Johnny Paycheck's manager. because Johnny Paycheck, you got to stick up for Johnny Paycheck. And this guy had to stick up for him on a number of occasions. And this guy was willing to do it, including the time when Johnny Paycheck was on the tour bus and said, I want a Big Mac. We got to stop this bus. You got to get me a Big Mac. Well, the tour manager is all for that. The Johnny Paycheck's manager is all for that. But the guy driving the bus, I don't know. I guess he isn't a loyal Johnny Paycheck employee.
Who's signing your paycheck, bus driver?
And so he didn't want to stop for that. He said his idea was, I'll stop when I want to stop, and we aren't getting Big Macs. We're going to go to a truck stop, and we're getting something else. So the tour manager tells you how that plays out.
If I'm working for you, and if it's any way possible without killing somebody, then I'll do it. One time, we was coming out of California, and John wanted a Big Mac. That's what he was wanting. He was coming down off of drinking a little bit. I told the bus driver, John wants a double-decker hamburger. Anyway, he stopped at a truck stop, and that's where we're going to eat. I said, no, John wants a different kind of sandwich, a double, triple hamburger. He said, no, he's driving the bus, and we'll stop where he wants. John, he didn't come out of the back of the bus for food, cops, or nobody. Anyway, I shot the bus driver in the ear. First, I hit him upside the head. I got him down on on that front seat.
They're easier to shoot when you get them down.
Yeah. If you don't get the right kind of sandwich for me, I'll shoot you.
Now that was Johnny's manager.
Yeah,
that was Johnny Paycheck's manager, okay? I think you may hear him again in this next cut here. Now, this is what Johnny Paycheck does when he's flying down the highway in his tour bus. Again, the name of this show is Tales from the Tour Bus. When Johnny Paycheck is flying down the highway in his tour bus and he's run out of cocaine.
And the next thing I knew, he was just a total cokehead.
He was sucking a lot of powder.
We were driving down the road and the bus, and he'd run out of cocaine. So he gets on the radio. He said, hey, out there, breaker, breaker. He said, this is Johnny Paycheck. I want some cocaine and don't care what it costs. Here a couple of truckers, we're going down the roads. We end up going into a rest area.
These guys brought it back and handed it to him. And I said, here's your cocaine, man.
The cocaine they had, I wouldn't give it to a dog.
And he spent, I know for a fact, $16 million up his nose. He just sat there. There's nothing worse than a hillbilly with a hit record.
A hillbilly with a hit record.
That's Johnny Paycheck.
I don't advise if you're going to try and win or to pay your tuition to be a truck driver that you try putting out a want for cocaine over the CB.
But if you do want to be a driver, you may have to drive for a guy like Johnny Paycheck. Actually, there's only one Johnny Paycheck. So Tales from the Tour Bus is the name of this show. Mike Judge features, it's largely country artists, although there's Jerry Lee Lewis is in there, and I think Hank and George Jones are featured in there. And that first episode was pretty darn solid. So find that thing on Cinemax. That's the trash.